this half hour, or this hour, of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Later on, Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us. We have any number of things that are front and center. Have you heard the story about your spouse's outlook on life and how it may be good or bad for your health? Dr. Jack and I will talk about that. And if you want to live to be 90, we're going to talk about how you do that as well. Meanwhile, Andrea Korn, who is the author of Raising Your Game.
If we got married, we'd be Horn Korn. I'd hyphenate.
Just like that, the wheels come off.
We'll be talking about something much more worthwhile than the horn corn game.
Would that be controversial? Should I propose to her on the air?
Of course you should. Right. Absolutely. No question about it. Serious stories out of Nigeria, or actually around the world. The world community is pretty outraged as well. We all ought to be about the circumstances of these abducted schoolgirls. Nigerian police say there's a reward of $300,000 posted today for information leading to the rescue of these girls. Any comment on that, Kenny? I don't know that. I mean, what are we going to say about it? But I'll give you the chance at facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day to update us if there are things that people have said. I'm not. I don't know where you go with this other than, you know, you look at the headlines of what happens with these women, whether the they're Nigerian or Indonesian women all around the world. There still is a serious problem with how women live their lives and what they're entitled to in this world. So anyway, what's going on there?
I posted the latest story from CNN about this on our Facebook page and asked, should we get involved in what's going on? And if so, what should we do to help? Uh-huh. And so far, there's only one comment. It's from Michael. And he says, I thought that is what the UN was for, not Team USA.
Okay. Comment. Well taken. People in the news, women in the news, Eva Longoria.
Mm-hmm.
Desperate Housewives star.
Yep.
Wants to start a Latino political movement. It's called Latino Victory Project. She calls it a nonpartisan effort to create more political engagement among Latinos. The founder with her is Henry Munoz. Just a coincidence, he's the finance chairman of the DNC.
Right.
But well,
if you remember back to this last presidential election, I think whoever was leading the campaign for Obama,
yeah,
whoever that was,
right,
put her in charge. She was like the Hispanic ambassador or something. She was supposed to deliver that vote.
Yeah. Well, she did deliver quite a bit of it. It's interesting, 17% of our population is Hispanic. However, about half of them are illegal. So how many of them are voting without a voter registration requirement that you have ID? Who knows who walks into the voting booth and votes? One of the most scurrilous things. I started this myself. I was going to say, don't get me started. And I started
you
it myself.
Did it.
By the way. Bunga bunga. The United Parcel Service, otherwise known as UPS. I remember once I didn't know what UPS was, and I referred to them as UPS. Well, UPS apparently has reacquired parts of a government drone that it delivered to a Reddit user. Still investigating what happened. Spokesperson for UPS said that we've already acquired the package and get it to the intended recipient. Package contains parts of a drone owned and operated by the National Oceanographic, say it again, Doug, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The box was on its way. It was intercepted by Jack Bauer. Going to use it to take out some of the drones that are going to be in next week's episode of 24. Actually, what happened is that UPS delivered a government drone to, I don't understand, Reddit. What is the Reddit? Why is this person identified as a Reddit user, Kenny? I don't get that.
Because we don't know his name.
Oh.
We don't know his name, but he posted it on Reddit.
He posted the story, right. Reddit? It's Reddit.
It's amazing. He called UPS, and UPS said, no, there was no mistake. That package was for you.
Yeah.
So he posted it on Reddit, where lots of people saw it. And then all of a sudden, oh, wait, there, that might have been an error.
Maybe a mistake after all.
Story is at DougStefan.com. Speaking of stories, we're full of them. And you're going to have a little more information on the way to move your young woman and your young man into the world of sports. How would you like your child to be an accomplished athlete? We'll sort of raise that profile, raise that interest, and raise that question in a moment here on Good Day.
Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points, but they're more like
surprise
points because they're only good till May 14th. You can use
surprise
points at Kmart or Sears towards your qualifying purchases, like new spring dresses for a
surprise
stroll through the park, or a new grill for a
surprise
barbecue. Pretty surprising, isn't it? Kmart and Sears surprise points are valid now through May 14th. Hurry and check ShopYourWay.com to see your surprise points and shop today. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Hi, it's Doug Stefan with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, like, I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
It's 15 past the hour. Doug Stefan's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler here. Richie's gone to a funeral, not laughing about that. What we actually are laughing about is that I'm going to make a request. For those of you who have a question you want to dial up, 888-302-3684, don't bother. It annoys Michael.
Oh.
So we don't want
don't
Michael.
Don't say that.
Annoyed. What? You going to answer
it's
the phone?
No, but it's more fun if Michael gets annoyed.
Really?
I say call often.
Yeah, right, all right. Then everybody call and annoy Michael. That's a better idea. I like that. 888-302-3684.
Just call and hang up on him if you don't have anything
to
say.
That's a great idea.
That's his favorite.
I'm going to practice right now, actually.
No, you have to participate in this conversation we're going to have with Dr. Andrea Korn, who is a licensed psychologist specializing in the diagnosis and treatment of emotional and behavioral problems.
Thank God she's
affecting
here.
Affecting children, right? So, Dr. Korn, can you expand your practice to adults? I need a little help here.
Oh, no, I think you all are fine.
Really?
Oh, you're so cute.
Okay. How can you tell that by only having listened to us for a few minutes?
You're right. So I can't give you a diagnosis. That's exactly true.
All right. You're the author of Raising Your Game.
Co-author.
Okay. All right. So I didn't give you as much credit as possible. Raising Your Game is about raising a parent's ability to empathize, to listen, to learn about your children and their desires. Is that correct?
You're close. You're in the ballpark, metaphorically, because this book has to do with youth sports. And when I said co-author, my co-author, Ethan Skolnick, has been a sports reporter and columnist for over 20 years in South Florida. He's now with Bleacher Report. But when we wrote this book, I approached him. I had met him when I was teaching sports psychology at St. Thomas University in Miami. And my concern was 70% of children were quitting youth sports by the age of 13. And many of the parents really weren't understanding that they had a part in this. They often were pushing their children. They wanted their children to specialize. They wanted their children to be a professional athlete. And youth sports is so much about learning. It starts with having fun. And we wrote this book because who better than to tell these stories than the athletes that have been through the process themselves as children. Many of them are parents today and what they're doing with their own children, and some are retired and have turned to coaching. And they had many concerns that they had watching what was going on the field. And so what this book did, it integrated child development, sports psychology, with over 100 stories of professional men and women who are Olympic athletes from all various sports. And what we wanted to do was to remind parents that to take pause to think about how to give your child the most enjoyable and enriching experience so they can have fun in the process.
Does that have to be around athletics? Couldn't that be something you'd consider around any number of pursuits?
Oh, absolutely. And we mentioned that in the book, whether it be music or art or science. It's just, I'm still an athlete. I've loved sports my entire life.
I want to hear your story of how you get to, how much you were encouraged by your parents. Was it something your mother thought was cool or your father thought was cool? What kind of athletics did you pursue and who gave you the idea?
Part of the reason for the book is that I wanted to play everything. And as a child in the 60s, I couldn't. It was before, I played high school tennis, but growing up, I couldn't play Quarry League baseball. I did go to the World Series with my father. My father was my mentor. He coached middle school football. We went to Cardinal baseball, Cardinal football, St. Louis Blues hockey, the Hawks basketball, before the teams dispersed and went to other cities. But I had such a love of sports. It was our way of communicating. We listened to the radio. We watched television. And there were many sports I couldn't play. And so as a result of that, one of the reasons I wanted to write this book is I wanted to help moms and dads, because today, after Title IX, many young girls are involved in sports, and they're playing soccer and basketball and swimming and tennis, etc. And I've also seen how the world has changed since 9/11, since the advent of computers, and how many kids today, they're so plugged in that they don't know how to communicate with one another.
There is a horrible, horrible problem in our country being brought about by youngsters becoming zombies, connected to all this stuff, and they're not athletically, they're not working out, they're not making their bodies move.
I was going to say, they don't get their hearts pumping, they're not breaking a sweat, and we have an obesity crisis.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, Dr. Korn, thank you. We'll send people to raisingyourgame.com. That's how you find this, plus Amazon, all the usual places you'd find books. Raising Your Game, over 100 accomplished athletes help you guide your girls and boys through sports.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Today's video of the day, it's from a Canadian music service, a composite of songs from the 1990s, all of which feature lyrics that suggest the songwriters of that decade were really lazy. Listen to this.
Maybe they're just recycling.
Audio from our video of the day. Sounds like Coldplay. Isn't it amazing that people have the kind of... They, first of all, have a brain that sort of picks this out, and then they have the time to do this. You know how much time must have taken to do this? Yeah. But there's no lyric line here. That's obviously the point.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Shauna, now we need him, Kenny.
Oh, not from the 90s.
It's in the 60s, very fine. How much more of the stuff we got?
I think very. This is the last one.
All right, so when you discovered this, what was your first thought, Ken?
That I was surprised that it had never occurred to me before, but I knew most of these songs.
Yeah.
I had never thought about that in the 90s.
They're all the same.
Our poll today at DougStefan.com, which is basically inspired by our video of the day. Which decade produced your favorite music? 1950s? Yep. 1960s? Yeah. 1970s? Yeah. 80s? No. 90s? Yeah. 2000s? Yeah. That's just my response. Wow. You can help yourself to yours at DougStefan.com. The poll yesterday, Jennifer...
Yes, Dougie?
Asked which of the following takes up most of your time on an average day. 33% of those who responded to the poll at DougStephan.com said, I tend to spend most of my time doing two or more of the things that were enumerated here, like watching TV, emailing, texting, talking on the phone, interacting with people. 24% of you said, though, you like to interact with people person to person. Let's see, where else do we go here of significance? 15% of you said you like to exchange email and social media with your friends. 13% of you said watching TV is how you spend your extra time. 12% said talking on the phone. 3% said texting, emailing, and doing other things on my smartphone. So there. How's that?
How do you like your smartphone, by the way? You're kind of a new adapter now, right?
I traded it in.
All right. What?
I used it for a day, didn't like it, and...
Doug, you're back to a flip phone?
I am. Well, here's what I did. I had a big Note, what was it, a Note 3, a Samsung, and I couldn't hold it in my hand. It took me two hands to operate.
Small hands, eh?
Well, relatively. So, anyway, I used it, when I'm driving, you can't do it, so that really put me in a loss. So, Bob talked me into trading it in for the smallest handheld device that I will get trained. I mean, I got used to it. I was getting used to how
it operates. So it's a smartphone still.
Well, I'm using my flip phone, but I'm going to have a smartphone on the other line.
Gotcha.
So I have both of them. So you can get me two ways, Jennifer. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I love playing my guitar, but I have difficulty reading the music in a regular font size. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Now I've found some solutions. The first is the free loan service at the Library of Congress. They have large print scores for almost every instrument in ensemble. You can borrow them for up to 3 months just with a simple registration and a phone call. Next stop, Big Note. From the Star Wars theme to Stairway to Heaven, you can even preview what the scores sound like and check if a score is big enough by ordering a free sample. Finally, there's the National Resource Center for Blind Musicians. The folks there can tell you all about low-vision magnifiers and an electronic system called the Limelighter. It blows up the notes really big and moves along to more music as you play. Lots of options. Now, I don't have any excuse not to practice. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Join me and the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach for a free health lecture this Friday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Woodlands Auditorium in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Come meet me at 3 p.m. during the Natural Health Expo before the evening lecture. Visit youwillfeelbetter.com or call Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160 for information and registration.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
To what's going on in your world, and that is the effort that's put forth every day here on the Good Day program with our various and sundry cast members. Ken Kessler is here monitoring social media and commenting, as is Jennifer Horn. Richie's at a funeral today. He'll be back tomorrow. I believe Roberta's back tomorrow, too, if I'm not mistaken. What would you do if you heard all of us on the air at the same time? Ah, my goodness gracious. What would we all be saying were we to be commenting on the latest from Mrs. Clinton, who says, quote, "I think we've got to rein in what has become an almost article faith. Anybody can have a gun, anywhere, anytime. I don't believe that this is in the best interests of our country, the vast majority of our people." What do you think about that? Hillary Clinton said that gun laws in the U.S. need to be revised, adding anyone could be fatally shot over a small dispute. Something to what she says, frankly, I think. I think we have to rein this in. She went on to say that it's a bad idea to extend the amount of opportunities people with guns can potentially have when entering into violent confrontations, like the case when the fellow was shot in the movie theater. There was nothing more, I think.
Oh, that was senseless. That was dumb.
All of the incidents like that this year, that's probably, if not the most appalling, one of them. It is, we have these sort of situations develop on naval bases and army bases, and we got situations in schools, and it is breathtaking. So you see the violence here and the way it's portrayed in the media. One wonders if what happens here affects people who come and visit our country and they think they can go do these sorts of things, whether they see them on television shows, in movies, or whether they see it just in the news. Is that the sort of thing that brings about the situation where these children were snatched from their beds at that school in rural Nigeria? Is that what brings it about? You know, we know what Al-Qaeda is all about. We know that they want to get at the heart and soul of the things that they think are abridges of their faith, or at least that's their excuse, but they could also sell these girls into slavery for $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 apiece. So you multiply, and it doesn't take a long time to figure out there's a lot of money in this. Meanwhile, even the Nigerian government says it's searching for them, and that's got to be a sign of something, because the Nigerian government, as we all know...
They would not get involved.
No, they don't get involved in anything. It's not, Nigeria is not much better off than Somalia. Warlords run everything in Somalia. It's, they have sort of a government in Nigeria, but there's nothing... You know, you, most of the... crookedness. Most of the crime, international crime, either begins or passes through Nigeria. Did you know that? Most, especially...
Doesn't surprise
crimes
me.
That are committed online. Hacking, mm-hmm. that sort of stuff. There's always a Nigerian component. And you as well as I, everybody listening, gets those emails every day from people who have a deal. We have a special connection to the bank. We have somebody who left you $650,000. You know, all this stuff that seems like child's play, but yet they get away with
somebody,
it.
Somebody, and somebody has to be falling for it.
Yeah, right. Otherwise, they wouldn't keep doing it. That's what you're dealing with. That's an international disgrace. Here's a national disgrace. By the way, Dr. Jack Stockwell, didn't mean to mention his
name. He's not right a disgrace.
A national disgrace, no. He's going to join us in a few minutes. The fellow who's Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Eric Shinseki, says he has a lot of work to do. Man, isn't that the truth? I'm not going to resign. Even though he's been accused of all kinds of malfeasance.
Yeah, all this horrible stuff.
Deadly delays in providing health care in the hospital to the VA. An investigation has been launched by the White House. However, they have the president saying yesterday to Mr. Shinseki. He's saying, I'll stand by my men no matter what. He remains confident, said Jay Carney, the press secretary, in Shinseki's ability to screw up the department. And after all, isn't that what we want in this government? Let's
Absolutely.
Screw up more departments.
The more trouble, the better.
That's right. You've got it, Jennifer. Glad you're finally getting in on it. It's about time. So, I started the set. This is like, you know, the Good Day program is like a music program in that I pick out the hits. And sometimes we have sets. You know how you have music sets? Probably people, I think Kenny, people are sophisticated enough to know what a music set is on a radio station. Between the commercials, there is what they call a music set. And on this program, I have a sort of news talk set. And I try to start with one story and then wrap three or four maybe in the middle and then end with a story before I go to a really swell commercial. So having, it seems only fair that I would have started this set with a reference to Mrs. Clinton and finished the set with a reference to Monica Lewinsky. Doesn't
like
that seem
circle.
Appropriate?
Doesn't I think so, yes.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
Sure.
Monica says, so long, farewell, I've gone to join the world. No more beret, no more blue dress. Monica is 40 years old. Upcoming issue of Vanity Fair, probably something Bill and Hillary are not going to be reading together in bed.
Would imagine.
Guessing. She said that she, quote, deeply regrets what happened between me and President Clinton, but insists it was consensual. I believe that. Be able to read the whole article, I think, tomorrow, right? Be online.
I think
tomorrow.
So.
Yeah. Okay. So I did my duty to God and country. Now, let me help you do your duty to your mother. Your mother, Mother's Day is Sunday, and you haven't ordered your gift for her yet. My suggestion is that you get it sent to you, Sherry's Berries, and you present your mom or your grandmom or whoever it is, maybe your wife, somebody you care a lot about, you present that person with the Sherry's Berries. So have... When you call 866-FRUIT-02, or you better yet go online to berries.com and have the delivery to your house so you can get it on Saturday and bring it to your mom on Sunday. And what are you going to bring to her? Giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. Mention Doug Steffen when you call 866-FRUIT-02, or better yet, when you go online to Berries, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com, you can use that microphone in the upper right corner, use my code GOODDAY, and you'll save 40% on the first box of Sherry's Berries. The second one, comes for $10 on top of the $19.99. Not a bad deal, right? Plus shipping. Click on that mic in the upper right-hand corner. Use my code GOODDAY for these enormous, beautiful, just yummy. I just had one of them. I try to have one every morning. But because tomorrow, I'm actually having my last meal.
What?
I don't know if I told you that. Yeah.
No. Why?
Meals, because tomorrow I'm having a colonoscopy.
Are you?
Yep.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Are you?
Are you going to take pictures and stuff?
I don't know that I'll be taking too many pictures, but I'm on to the first bottle in the next hour, so I may not make it through the
well,
next
Well, when's
hour.
Your colonoscopy?
Tomorrow afternoon.
So you're actually not good. So you're starting the bottles today. Okay.
I have
oh,
to do
gosh.
Two bottles today and one
Are
bottle in the
Are you
going
to do a show
tomorrow,
or do I need to be here by myself?
Well, I think
because
you're
going to
be prepared.
Cranky.
I'm not going to be cranky. I just got to move back and forth.
Move, being
I have
the
to
word.
Be moving back and forth tomorrow. So I'm just having my last treat in my last meal before I have to dry up or do what I have to do in order
the
to get
the amount of
done.
Stuff that's inside of you already,
Clean
I just
up.
Can't imagine what's going to come out.
Yeah, you're talking about me personally?
Yeah.
Really? How do you know that?
Well, just because I hear burps and stuff, you know.
Really?
Maybe this will be good for you. When was your last colonoscopy?
The other day, we went into, you know, I haven't been feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
And
this
so
might be really good. Clean out all the old fish.
Went to the doctor, and we were having, he's a very interesting guy. He's talking to me, and he's typing on the computer while he's looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking at Meredith, looking at me, and we're going through all of this stuff. That's a part of what my history is. And he looks at the record, and he said, and by the way, the word of the day that day had been synchronicity. He looks at the computer. He said, "You won't believe this, but it was 10 years ago to the day that you had your last colonoscopy."
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Hadn't even thought about it, frankly, at all. Anyway,
wow, you know, so in the time that I've like worked with you, you've had the same poop inside of you.
Well, let's hope that that's not the case.
No, like, wow. You know, it's been eight
there's a,
years.
There's a cleansing. You know, I'm going to talk to Jack about this in a minute. Meanwhile, we got to finish off with I'm sure after that conversation, everybody's going to be really eager to go get
you know what?
Sherry's
Everybody's
berries.
Got it. It's okay.
Sherry's Berries. Berries, BERRIES.com. Have them delivered to you. Then you give them to your mother. Upper right-hand corner of the homepage, the mic that's in there. Use my code GOODDAY for the best deal.
Did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money? Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers. Freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's HarvestRight.com.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Jason Ray noticed a blue birthmark had appeared on his forehead in the shape of the Geico gecko. Jason felt compelled to switch his car insurance to Geico and save hundreds of dollars with great discounts. By nightfall, the birthmark had disappeared. Jason's wife, Jeannie, thinks it was probably just blueberry jam from breakfast. Jason prefers to believe otherwise.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell is with us right now. JackStockwell.com is his website. You can learn all about Nooka Chiropractic. He's one of the best practitioners in the country, if not in the world, of Nooka. Special kind of chiropractic that deals with your neck. Also very good when it comes to understanding what you should put in your body and what you ought not to put in your body. Help you with all kinds of things. So I want to go back for just a moment before we talk about some of the issues of the week, Jack, and address what we were just discussing. What's in your colon? What's in your system? How do you cleanse it? I know that Standard Process has a great cleansing, and I wonder when you've taken it. I think I took it once, so went on it, and I didn't look that carefully to see what came out. There are some people that say if you take things like black walnut or some other thing that dislodges actually the stuff that's kind of rubbery that sticks to your colon, that'll clean you out. But I'm going to have a colonoscopy because I haven't had one for 10 years, and I think that's advisable too. Have you ever had? You've had one, haven't you?
Actually, I'm embarrassed to tell you I haven't, but that's one of my New Year's resolutions for this year.
Well, you could join me tomorrow, you know.
You know, in Arkansas, you're legally married when they do that.
Really? Well, I think we maybe will do it either in Utah where you
Here's
are, or Massachusetts where I am then. All right. Anyway,
hey,
so
if you can better understand the colon if you understand the entire alimentary route. When food comes in the mouth, you start to chew it. The amylase breaks down the carbohydrates. Then the food gets into the stomach, where the hydrochloric acid starts breaking down the proteins. Then the contents get into the beginning of the small intestine, where the bile breaks down the fats. And then the three sections of the small intestine are finishing the work of digestion and absorption of the nutrients through the villi until it gets down to something called the ileocecal valve, which is the opening between the end of the small intestine and the beginning of the large intestine, which, of course, is the colon. And the purpose of the colon is where, just as in the small intestine, there's a huge, huge congregation of flora, the microflora, the biology that lives in there that's not human. That when it's on the good side, it's producing B vitamins, it's producing enzymes, it's producing amino acids. On the bad side, it produces sickness and health. And the colon is kind of like the last barrier to the outside world, where the colon has to have a certain acidic pH to protect us, just as the mouth protects us on the top end, the colon protects us on the bottom end. And it, when our digestion is correct, when our nutrition is correct, when the gut is healed and sealed so that the walls of the gut have some integrity, so there's no leaking back and forth, we will experience optimum health, optimum sickness. Disease will be as far away from us as they possibly can be.
So, is it necessary? I'm going to have both a colonoscopy and an endoscopy, which basically means that they're going to go in through both of the both ends of the body. Yeah, right.
Yep.
Exactly. To see what's going on. Does everything close up properly after these events? Because I have a problem with my flapper, as you know, between the stomach and my esophagus, and that's one of the reasons that I'm uncomfortable or have been uncomfortable. So supposedly they can stick a TV scope down there, as well as they don't use the same one, I'm guessing. From one end
to
the other.
Well, let's hope they use the top one first.
Okay.
This is so disgusting.
I'll be sure to say
of course.
Hey, Doc, make sure you use this thing on the upper part first before you use it on the lower end. Oh. Thank you.
Yes. Well, at least you're going to know how a Muppet feels.
Listen to Jack.
Jack's
full of colonoscopy humor.
Yeah, he is, right, exactly. All right, let's talk about this, the information this week about fiber and how it may be the key to weight loss. What is there about fiber? Because you hear this a lot, but now this study suggests even more starch, if you will. I'm not talking about the starch you eat, but there's more to the idea of fiber being used as a key ingredient, as a matter of fact, losing weight.
There's good and bad with fiber.
Mm-hmm.
In some people, fiber is way overused, and they shouldn't be using fiber because they have an irritated wall to the small intestine and the colon. And the fiber is like those people that just keep picking scabs all the time. As the fiber goes through the digestive tract, it's going to continue to irritate and cause inflammation to the wall of the large and small intestines.
Mm-hmm.
For those who are looking for fiber as an addition to food in the sense of weight loss, is the more fiber that is present in the food, the more it slows down the glycemic index of processed carbohydrates. In other words, when you look at certain kinds of processed carbs having a certain load on the pancreas that increases the insulin, when there's more fiber present, it slows down that effect. So there are those who are claiming the more fibrous the food is, the less likely that food is to give you weight gain. In fact, it can help you to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
The caveat is, if you have inflammation in the digestive tract, it will increase the inflammation and cause a lot of discomfort and bloating. So, you got to know where you stand.
Give us 30 seconds on the MERS virus and a healthy immune system and how one knocks out the other.
Well, again, here's something that's, it's airborne. The Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, and now they found it in, Indiana, I think?
Yeah, Indiana fellow in the hospital, yep.
Some guy had come back with that. Mm-hmm. Again, it all depends on the robust nature of one's own immune system. That goes back, as we started this conversation, with the beginning as to the health of the gut. Disease begins in the gut. Health begins in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
That
all
is
right.
Your barrier to the outside world.
There it is. You heard it from the horses or the doctor's mouth. Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out his forbidden newsletter at jackstockwell.com. It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now for movie moments on Good Day. Here's Elle DeBarge from the movie Short Circuit. Who's Johnny? Crank it up, Michael. Yeah. Kenny, because Chucker's not here. I certainly know who Elle DeBarge is. I sort of vaguely remember Kenny and Jennifer just talking about this movie, Short Circuit. It was all animation, wasn't it?
Wasn't really animated. No. Steve Guttenberg and a robot.
And the life is alive.
Number five is alive. I used to watch this movie.
Ally Sheedy.
Yeah.
Oh, I always thought she was very cute.
Yeah.
Is she around anymore? Does anybody ever see? She was one of the Brat kids, wasn't she?
Yeah, Brat
Packers. Yeah. Where is she now? What's she doing? Anybody here?
She's had a recurring role on the TV series Psych.
Oh, really?
Huh. She still look the same?
Apparently not.
More or less.
Kind of ish.
Maybe. Yes. All right. So we've taken care of movie music, which is how we start movie moments. And I will have, along with perhaps both Jennifer and Kenny, some movie news for you. Matter of fact, movie news about Star Wars Episode 7 coming right up here on Good Day.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advance Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
From helping florists manage their first payroll, to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage.
Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Come on, dude, go ask her to dance.
What if she says no?
She's looked over here like three times.
Okay, I'm going in.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Do you want to dance?
Sure.
Yes.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
All right, now that many of you have seen the pictures of those actors that have been cast in Star Wars Episode 7, it's about time that we figure out the name of the movie, don't you think?
Yes, please.
All right, there's a story at 8 at Cool News today that the Abrams, J.J. Abrams Star Wars film has the working title of The Ancient Fear, which is a reference to one of the film's villains, played by Max von Sydow, or Sydow, depending on which way you want to pronounce his Y. So here we have Star Wars Episode 7. The working title, according to another writer, however, is not The Ancient Fear, but simply Episode 7. Disney not commenting, Lucasfilm not commenting, J.J. Abrams not commenting. But you can't keep something like this a secret. Right? How do you keep... There's so many people... going back, Kenny, Star Wars Episode 1 was The Phantom Menace, right? Episode 2 was Attack of the Clones. Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Episode 4, A New Hope. Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back. Episode 6, Return of the Jedi. It was 3, 4, 5, and then 1, 2, 3. As I remember correctly. So anyway... You know what? Who cares? Everybody's going to want to see this movie. Nobody is going to care what it's called. It's always going to be referred to as Star Wars anyway. No biggie. The classic 1960s sitcom on television, Green Acres, coming to the big screen.
Green Acres
is the place for me. Anyway, they're going to take Green Acres and adapt it as a film and a Broadway play.
I like it.
Remember Eddie Albert, Eva Gabor? Who would be good people to play those roles? Because those people are both dead, and they wouldn't, even if they were alive, they'd be in their 90s. So they're not going to. Who could be good? As I could be a good farmer.
Susan Lucci would be awesome as Eva Gabor's character.
Really? Nah, I was thinking you.
Duh.
You know who I'd be? Sally Field would be good in that.
No, she's too real and down.
How about Arnold Schwarzenegger? Arnold Schwarzenegger for the Eddie Albert role. Yes,
I'd be Buck.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.